pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching online worship service, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And those who are in Israel, are you watching? And just in case you're watching, good morning. Probably you guys are sleeping in Israel. Let us take a look at the first, the 1 minute movie. Hello, everyone. Now, today we are talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, who came to save the human beings 2,000 years ago, the first time that Jesus came is called the first coming. And the Bible says that Jesus is coming back. And there are two different times that when Jesus comes back. And first is that Jesus comes in the air, and it's called a rapture, and it will happen in the middle of the 7 years of a tribulation. And the second one is called the second coming of Jesus Christ, which means that Jesus is coming and arriving on the top of the Mount of Olive. And it is written in the Acts chapter 1, verse 11. And those who follow Jesus, and who are Christians and then Jesus will win the Antichrist and those who follow Antichrist. And Satan will be thrown into the hell. And after that, 1,000 years of reign of Christ will happen, and it will lead to the kingdom of God. And in the middle of the 7 years of tribulation, rapture happens. And at the end, that Jesus is coming back. We are about here, and a piece of Middle East happens. Then the tribulation time will start. And Mount of Olive, you saw the Mount of Olive in the movie, short movie, and then our church members are in Israel, and they are praying at the Mount Olive, and I feel very close to that picture. And let us prepare for the time of tribulation, and then prepare for the second coming of Jesus. And now the team is sent to Israel. The team was sent from October 30th, and they're coming back on November 11th. And the mission trip is very blessed. The reason why the mission trip is sent to Israel on November, and our flock, the TLCCC Church, starts on our new year from November. And it's a new year. And as I was walking down today at the church, some people said the Happy New Year. So a new year is starting from Israel. And as a flock at the TLCCC Church, and the trip to Israel is a very important trip. Why do we start from Israel? The reason is that we as Christians are Israelites. And the Bible says that first is that they are real Israel people. And the second is that the Christians are spiritual Israelites. So we as Christians are spiritual Israelites, and we are also called to be a heavenly people and a people of God's kingdom. So we were sent from heaven and to accomplish the purpose and accomplish the calling that God has given to us. So we began from Israel with the callings, and it's a very important mission trip. So the Patmos mission trip, the last July, the team was sent to Patmos Island, and God spoke to this flock that we are the people of eternal. And we are living as a people of eternity. And we are living as a people of God's kingdom. And we are sent from Israel and doing and accomplishing the calling that God has given to each one of us. And this time, this year, we are going to be watching the live from Israel that the team is worshiping at the Sea of Galilee and also at the Mount of Olives. And we are connecting and through the internet. And then we begin our worship together at 4 p.m. in Japan time. And after the worship is done at the Sea of Galilee, and the team is moved to the Mount of Arbel, and we might change the schedule a little bit, but let's expect God to about it. And last night, I was listening to Pastor Paul Akimoto's message last night. Yesterday, Pastor Akimoto and other teams went to Russia Messianic Jewish Church, and the image and it was very clear. So that he said that we need to be very careful that the people can see you guys are sleeping. And after that, he said that the time has changed. And what does it mean? And God opened the door for us to go to a Jewish and a Russianic Jewish people, a church. And last year, a part of the team was sent to the church, but then the team, all members went to the Jewish and Messianic church. And it was a truly blessing. And then Mount Albert, we are going to worship together. And God clearly spoke to Pastor Paul that we all will be worshiping together. And it was something that God spoke to him about worship at the Mount Olives. And then part of this flock is sent to Israel, but we are all sent from Israel. And with the calling that God has given to us, we'll be sent to Israel. We will be sent from Israel. And we'll be living as a foreigner in this world. And now the team is having a time to pray at near the Sea of Galilee. And God is very God's heart is very close to the Sea of Galilee. It's just like the Bible speaks, and God's heart is very close to the Sea of Galilee. For example, Jesus' ministry started from Galilee, and Jesus' disciples were Galileans. And also, the disciples were converted, and they were committed to Jesus near the Sea of Galilee. And after Jesus was died and resurrected on the third day, and he appeared to Jesus, he didn't speak to them there. But then Jesus commanded Jesus' disciples to go to Galilee, and so they moved to Galilee. So Jesus was very close to his heart was very close to the Sea of Galilee. And because everything began from the Sea of Galilee, Jesus' ministry and his disciples' ministry, and also the Great Commission started from Galilee. And it's very important place, Galilee. And it's very also important that we, as a flock, start a new year from Galilee. And this time, there are so many things happened in Israel team. And it's very, very a blessing. As I was seeing blogs and listening to audios. Are you guys listening to audios, the messages? And as I said before, if you pay $10, you can listen to all the messages. I'm gonna say a part of messages. Probably you want to listen to all the messages. However, today's worship service happening in Galilee, it will be free. Are you guys watching an online worship service? Happened the Messianic Jewish church? And you can see the news at the website and also web blog. And there are so many blessings God gave to us. And last year, Pastor Paul Akimoto said that before the Israel team was going, and he strongly felt the Satan's attack. So he dealt with it, and he and then his team entered into the land of Israel. And he realized that there's a special blessing, and there's a special meeting that the team goes and the team arrives in Israel. And he strongly felt the Satan's attack, but he also, at the same time, he felt strongly about the meaning and God's will about this trip to Israel. And as you guys are praying for this, that you know that the team and the Pastor Paul Akimoto was able to see Mr. Tom Hess. And the team didn't know if they were able to see Mr. Tom Hess. But so just in case they were able to make an appointment with Mr. Tom Hess at 10:30, but when the time comes, they didn't receive a call from him at 10:30. So they were wondering, and Pastor Paul was wondering. But he used his faith concerning this meeting. please listen to his message. So he used his faith. And after he used his faith, as a result, he used his faith. And after he used his faith, right after that, he received phone call. And so Mr. Tom Hess had the schedule prior, but then the schedule was canceled. And so that's why Pastor Paul Akimoto was able to meet to Mr. Tom Hess. So what happened was that they were able to have a great time of fellowship, and then and his work, God's work, will be expanding through the relationship. And then God said to Pastor Paul Akimoto ahead of time that God is going to let Pastor Paul Akimoto to meet Mr. Tom Hess. So they were able to have a great time together. And on November 1st, the team saw a rainbow, like a clouds. So November 1st, God put the rainbows in the crowd, like a crowd's rainbow, a cloudy rainbows. And it was the first time for us to see the rainbow colors of clouds. It's not a rainbow, but then rainbow colors of clouds. And it was God's glory. So Pastor Akimoto has seen many different types of rainbows before. And where does this promise of a rainbow start? It started from the Church on the Way, located in Los Angeles. And then God spoke to Pastor Paul Akimoto through the stories of Church on the Way. And then and it was written in the book of Church on the Way that God speaks and blesses the church through rainbows. And God spoke to Pastor Akimoto that God is going to do the same thing, just like he has done to Church on the Way. So after he has read the book, and he started seeing many different types of rainbows. And so God said to this flock that that this flock starts from November, and then November will be a new year. And God said that. And Pastor Paul Akimoto was a little worried. Because if he say that the November will be a new year for this flock, and then probably people around him will think of him weird. But he asked God again, and he confirmed that God said that God wants this flock to start from November as a new year. So God confirmed through rainbow that he wants this flock to start a new year on November. And Pastor Akimoto chose a rainbow for the covering of the music book. So that was the rainbow that the and just like you watched it on Israel Digest movie, you saw the rainbow in the movie, the short movie. And another thing is that God spoke this flock that he would open the door for this flock to minister to Russian Jewish people. And God spoke to Pastor Paul Kimura 30 years ago. And then after 30 years later, he opened the door for him to minister to Russian Jewish people. And then he ministered to them. And after that, he saw the rainbow. And another thing is that when the church moved from different place to Koenji, he appeared a double rainbows in the clouds. And I'm talking about a different story. And there is a missionary. Her name is Sally, and she's now ministering in Praha, Czech. And then she and her husband were serving the Lord, but then they decided to leave the church a long time ago. And on the day, and Pastor Paul Kimoto received a phone call about them long time ago. And so after he heard the story, he gave thanks to the Lord about bad things. And I was a driver at the time. So he gave thanks to the Lord, and then he said the missionary Sally want to leave the church. But then he said, Pastor Paul Kimura said that I believe that the missionary Sally will be coming back. I believe so, and because God spoke to him that she will be coming back. And God said that the missionary Sally will be coming back to church again. So we were talking about it, and we were waiting, and then we saw the rainbow colors of clouds. And I felt personally that God is speaking to us. So 7 years later, missionary Sally came back to the church, and missionary Sally is greatly used by God now. And God surely spoke to us through the rainbows and the rainbow colors of clouds and the signs in the heaven, and sent signs in sky. And God is letting us experience the living God through those signs. In November this year, November 1st, God let us see the rainbow colors of clouds. And he said that this year will be truly blessed, and God's work will be expanded greatly. Let us think about his signs. And in the beginning, when Pastor Paul saw the rainbows at the church on the way, and when he saw the rainbows at the church on the way, and he received the word of God concerning the work of revival, and he received, and his church and this flock received the promise of a revival. So it was the promise of God that he appeared the rainbows in the clouds. And this year, Pastor Paul Kimura, before he joined the mission trip to Israel, he saw the rainbow. It was like very straight line. The rainbow was covering like it's the whole city. And I'm praying about this sign of rainbow, Pastor Paul was saying. And then Pastor Paul said that the fulfillment of the word of promise concerning revival is about to come. And today, let's expect God to speak to us and give us today's word, New Year's word. Pastor Paul Akimoto said to the team members that they already felt they were so excited that they saw the rainbows, and after that they were so excited and they were sleeping in the meeting. And Pastor Paul Akimoto said that what he saw was very blessed. So they ministered at the Roshanic Jewish ministry, and also the yukata, the Japanese clothing, was very blessed. And it was very blessed. And then the God's presence was very strong. And he was almost crying. And then the relationship he has with the Jewish ministry, Jewish people's ministry, God really blessed the time. So we are going to have a worship service and at Sea of Galilee and also at the Mount Olive, and there will be the team will be seeing the people from a Poland church. Let us continue to pray for this mission trip. The one thing that God spoke to Pastor Paul was that we are going to begin the 24 hours of prayers. And God said that we are going to begin the 24 hours, 7 days prayer circle. So we'll be praying for the work of revival, and we'll be praying for the people's salvation. But God said that the work of revival already begun, so we don't pray for the work of revival. And also we pray for the people's salvation as we make a note. So individually we do it. Why God is saying to make 24 hours of prayer circles is that we are going to continue thanksgiving and praise 24 hours, 7 days. And there are times that and in the beginning we are going to continue pouring out oil of praise and thanksgiving. We're going to continue praising God and thanksgiving to people, thanksgiving to God. So God clearly speaks to us at the flock that we are going to continue giving praise and thanksgiving. And Pastor Paul said that I'm not going to let only one people to do that, because the people might be sleeping if they are doing by themselves. And as a church, on each church will do that. Tokyo Antioch Church will pray this, and other church will pray, and after he comes back to Japan, probably he will be talking about it more in detail. Now let us go into the Word of God. The Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 through 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so I'm standing here on earth. And the ceiling is very close to my head. And it's not about it. The heavens and earth, the height, and then God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And God knows all things, and He's leading us. And our thoughts are very small and very limited. But the God who knows everything is leading us. And for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. And what you are thinking about your plan is not, sometimes not aligned with what God is saying about your life. So when bad things happen to you, what do you feel? You might feel that, I'm not gonna be okay. But then God's plans are there behind the bad situation. So when those things happen, then we know that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And we can judge things by ourselves, but God's plans are bigger. So when you think about the ministry to Russian Jewish people, and he said about these things 30 years ago, and we never knew that ministry would start 30 years later. But then the Word of God was there, and then the church waited for the Word of God. And then the church followed after God. And God said that if you follow me, then I will be able to open the door for you. And when we see that, and then we see that God's plans are higher and deeper and bigger and then wider. And God's thoughts are higher. We don't judge things as we see things. And people say, Pastor Kasahara, you like English, and because you are, your skin is white, but then they are looking at my face. But then I was in the basketball team, so please don't judge me. But God's words are higher, and God's promises are higher. God's plans are higher. So stand up on the Word of God and just trust in the Word of God. And please remember this. And verse 11 says, so it's my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but I will accomplish what I desire. So when God speaks the Word of God, then it will be accomplished. So standing upon the Word of God strongly, even though the situation, the things you see are different and from what God speaks to you, but then when you use your faith and stand upon the Word of God, you will see the fulfillment of the Word of God, even though the situation were not clear. And throughout the last year, God has been speaking through the Pastor Paul Akimoto that we are going to use our faith. So, because I'm a member of GIFTS, the gospel group, and I was with him many times. So every time that he was sent to a church and other different churches in this vlog, and he speaks about the faith. he speaks about prayer. He speaks about reading the Word of God. And Pastor Paul Akimoto was saying in this mission trip to Israel that the using faith means that praying and following after God's voice, and we are going to confessing what God says. A prayer includes the seeking and also thanksgiving and repentance. And the second is that the following after God's voice. And the third point is that we are going to speak what God says. And we don't say that you are idiot. You don't say that. Especially the words that we say, and especially the words of unbelief. Words of unbelief are not right. And people sometimes say, oh, I am praying, but then nothing happens. The kind of words that we say. But we speak what God says in the Bible. So in our lives, and God's plans are expanded in our lives. The things that we see are different. And my father had a back pain, the hernia. He had a hernia. Also, he was a taxi driver, so he had a surgery twice. So he was hospitalized. The doctor said to him that today is the end of month, so what it means that if we are going into the next month, that he needs to pay double. So I gave thanks to the Lord, and then I just praised God, and I prayed, and I asked the Lord that please give us payment, that please give us money to be able to pay for the surgery and also the hospital. So we need to pay. So we are seeking and asking the Lord about it. So in reality, I was searching in the room, and I was opening the carpet, and I don't see anything. And just in case, I just opened my closet, and then just in case, I just searched in my bag. But then I was not able to find anything. So I felt miserable because I had nothing. I had nothing. But I was praying, Lord, help us. And I give thanks to you, and thank you that you have a great plans. And then when I was praying, God spoke to me that I'm going to help you. So after that, I just prayed to God. And then the day of discharge of hospitalization was decided, and the money was not there for the 2 days. We didn't receive anything, and then one more day, and I might need it to say that the please keep my father in the hospital and please take care of him for a while. I might need it to say that. So I was asking the Lord for help. But God reminded me of the Word of God. I said to you that I'm going to help you. But God, when God spoke to me, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Then I just praise you. So 5 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, and I received a phone call. And my mother answered the phone. And there was a calling from the person. And it has been a while, like a 10 years ago that I met the person the last time. The person was so my father was helping the person long time ago. So I asked the person, why do you know this phone number? And then the person said that, I know this number from the other church member. And the person said that, is there anything that you guys are in trouble? Because you guys have helped me. I want to help the father, help your father, because he helped me. The person said, please say anything that I can do for you. So I asked the person, said, actually he's in the hospital and that he doesn't have anything. On the day that my father is decided to be discharged from the hospital, the person gave the money and as an offerings. And after that, we start giving the person a monthly magazine, a Christian magazine, and that person became more close to God after that. I've never thought that God would help us out at the 5 o'clock a.m. on the day that my father will be discharged from the hospital. And it was God's help completely. And I know and I believe and I knew that I realized that God knows everything and He's leading to us. And everything that I was asking God for was fulfilled. And in your life, and God is leading you to the best plan because God loves you. And you will see that God loves you. And today, we will be given the word of God for this new year. And we'll be seeing, as a church and as individual, we'll be seeing God's work. So let us continue to use our faith and let us see God's work expanding. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of message. Let's pray for the healing. Let's pray for repentance. Let's pray for healing individually. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of sickness leave from people. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, in each person's person, I declare the healing of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's stand up together and let's worship. Or let us sing a hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us forever. Amen.